Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He joins us every week on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. He is Jeff Francoeur. Jeff, always appreciate you coming on. I sent you a text last night as Dusty Baker was up there with you guys during that third inning. What a surreal and great experience that must have been.
I'm telling you what, man, he was awesome. You know, I'm so glad he was able to make it because honestly, you know, look, man, he's a great figure in our game, but, you know, was a kind of like that young little brother to Hank. And, you know, when he was on deck, we showed that of him putting both hands in the air, you know, and then my favorite, literally favorite part of the telecast though, was when he was telling that story in the Tomahawk Chop starter, and it was like, I mean, he about fell down. Like he does not like the Tomahawk Chop. So I couldn't stop laughing up there. And you know, I was pumped too. He brought me a bottle of wine. You know, he's got his own winery and he put a 755, vintage one out and he brought me one last night. I really wanted to kind of open it up, but I behaved.
And he was having flashbacks when the Tomahawk Chop was going on because it goes back to his days as a manager. He said at one point he saw his young son in the stands doing the Tomahawk Chop, and he came home and he had a foam tomahawk as well. So it was great stream of consciousness because he was just going with the flow last night. That's what made it so great.
Oh, man, and I'm telling you what, it was so great. And last year when I did that little 15-minute, you know, story with him, and interviewed him, everything was so great. He didn't want to, you know, he was still managing the Astros. He didn't want to, you know, get all braves on us. But it's so funny because he got off there and he said, hey, can you get me two of those Hank Aaron jerseys for me and my son? You know, and I'm like, I got you, Dusty. So it was a beautiful day yesterday. I actually had the privilege of taking my dad down to the luncheon, which was awesome. Because, you know, my dad grew up here and, you know, was – right after college, you know, he's in college when that happened. So he came down after, but just for him to get to see Dusty and CeCe, and I thought, you know, Terry and Derek and their whole crew did an unbelievable job, you know, just putting on a very intimate setting kind of thing. Like it was awesome.
I thought it was nice of and wise of the MLB Network to get involved the way they did as well.
Absolutely, man. I mean, look, when we talk about it, you know, you know, I didn't say it with Dusty there last night because, you know, I know he managed Barry Bonds and stuff. But, you know, I always say, like, I still believe Hank's the true home run king. And so, you know, something that happened 50 years ago to me, I think, still exists today.
And people might not know the ball and bat on display. It was in an area where everybody could see it as opposed to the Hank Aaron Terrace. And, you know, from what maybe people are saying now, there's an understanding that that might be on more of a permanent display down in the terrace area.
Yeah. You know what? Anytime. And that's what I'm saying. Y'all have got to go. I'm going to take my kids to go see the exhibit at the museum because it was, I mean, it's incredible seeing the scouting reports, seeing some of this stuff, you know, with Hank and, you know, the pictures of him as an 18-year-old with a duffel bag sitting at the train station. Like, it puts a lot of things in perspective. So, as I said, yesterday was the perfect day, except just a little short on the game. But, you know what, we'll be just fine.
And the bullpen did struggle last night, but we talked about it, and we have talked about it with you, in fact, Jeff. When that door keeps swinging open, that bullpen door, the odds with every opening of that door of something bad happening increase.
Yeah, no doubt. I still love the strength of this team, having four righties in the bullpen, four lefties in the bullpen. I think there's a good mix and match. And, like, Pierce Johnson's been great. He hung one pitch, and, you know, he made him pay. And I think more than that is, you know, look, Charlie, when we talk about it, when those walks are down, he continues to put up great numbers. The walks killed him last night. But, you know, the one thing, and I said on air, I wanted to see so bad last night was just the Braves to win that ballgame, because I would have loved to have seen the New York papers with three people in the bullpen not being used. And I tell you this, guys, and I it was crazy to me, because I know there's times that Snit has told me behind closed doors, like, I'm staying away from Iglesias and Mentor tonight, right? But he never says it out loud. Uh-huh. And I could not believe that that was said before the game, you know, to let the other team know that you're not using three guys. That would have been very interesting.
Well, again, one of the things that you have in your back pocket is the other guy is not supposed to know. You can send a guy to the on-deck circle, and you go, I have no intention of using him. That guy can't even move. But it's the visual. It's the idea that you don't know if I'm willing to pull this to pull the string or not.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Like, or you could say, we're going to be very careful with our bullpen tonight, right? Like, we've had a lot of use, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But to say three guys are unavailable, I was like, wow. All right, well, and they got lucky, because, you know, Braves one hit here, one, you know, Ozuna a little, 2 feet further, you know. So, look, this team, though, continues offensively to just pour runs up.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Maybe it's recency, but I've kind of thought this, and I said it this morning. With all the stars the Braves have, MVP over there, fourth in the MVP over there, there's Austin Riley. Why do I feel as good as I do, almost as good as if anybody else? Travis d'Arnaud getting at-bats at moments like that, just feel like, oh, yeah, I feel really good about this for the guy who might be whatever number he is on the star chart of the Atlanta Braves.
Well, I'd say, think about it, 1 through 8 in the lineup within the last couple of years, most everyone has been in the All-Star game in the last couple of years. Michael Harris, we believe at some point here, will go, whether it's this year or next year. And so you feel comfortable when all those guys come up. I mean, you really do. You hit most lineups and you get to that 5-6 hole and it drops quick. And, you know, Alex and the crew here have built a team where it pretty much is 1 through 9. You're going to have a tough time. And Kelnick's off to a nice little start. I like his approach at the plate right now. And you know what, guys? All of a sudden, he gets around nothing but a bunch of veteran guys, guys that have done it. And he doesn't feel like he has to do much. You know, just like the other night. I mean, how great was that? He had a pop-up and drop for a double, and how excited everybody got. That just helps relax you. And I think that's the one thing that this culture here in Atlanta has built, is where guys come in and they feel comfortable.
There's a lot of numbers in the box score. Let's finish up with this. When you go to runners in scoring position and you see 3 for 15, there's a really good chance you had opportunities, but you didn't win the baseball game.
No, but I'll tell you this, man. You keep giving that many opportunities, you know, with this offense, it's going to click. And like I said, we've done this without Ronald. I mean, think about it, really doing anything yet, you know, for how good he is in certain situations. You know, 9 games, he's not got going at all. So that starts to change, and it's going to open up a whole can of worms for
and
other teams.
Going back to Michael Harris, 2 for 4 last night, that ninth inning, he gets the base hit, and then he steals second base. I mean, that element, if he can be consistent and turn it up a notch, which he has, makes this lineup all the more dangerous, as we all know.
Well, I think I'll be honest with you. I think Michael, in talking to him, he learned a great lesson last year. He came off that big year, his first year. You know, admitted, look, I probably went in the best of shape, came up to spring training, put some weight on. And I think he realizes that if I just continue to work the way I've always worked, I will be very successful at this level. And I think that's the good thing. He learned that. And you saw him come to spring training this year, great shape. He's running great, and he's moving. And there's no reason for him with his speed. He won't get 25, 30 bags. And in perfect scenarios like that where you put pressure on the other team where, again, like I said, you change the dynamic. When he's just sitting at first, you're playing no doubles, you're doing this. All of a sudden, in, you know, that empty outfield's got to come in a little deep and you open other stuff up. So, like I said, his ability to just be an athlete in center field and make plays is you know, going to be huge for a long time here in Atlanta.
I love the idea of putting pressure on the other guy, or an infield, or an outfield collectively has to come in a little bit, because they have to not only make sure it's only a single, but maybe come up throwing as well. And I'm really big on selective steals. I get nervous, fingers and wrists. I don't want the 6-1 steal. I don't want anybody catching one in the ribs like you would have in the old days. But if you put it on late in the game and all of a sudden defense has to change the mentality of what they're going to do, that to me is a stolen base that just made an impact.
Yeah, make it count, right? Like, you use it at the right time, and I think that's what they've done. And I'll tell you what, Tui's done a great job at third base coaching, because he has continued to be aggressive over there. You always wonder, you know, we all knew Wash was going to be aggressive, right? Like, that was hands down. But, you know, I thought in the Diamondback series, it played a big role. The Diamondback outfielders were not great, and they kept pushing the envelope. They kept sending guys. And look, it worked. I don't think they threw a single guy out, and we kept going base to base, bases, because what happened was twice in that series, we scored a guy, they overthrew the cutoff man, and the hitter got from first to second on a free one back in scoring position. So little things like that, I think this team does. Look, they have great talent. They're going to slug. They're going to do it. But they also do those little things like that that I think stand out in a 162-game season.
Hey, last thing, if there was another 90 feet, would Ronald have caught Kelnick?
Oh, very possible. I mean, he was
tell the folks what you're
tail.
Talking about.
Well, two guys ended up on the same third baseline, actually coming into the plate, and it's not very often that you actually say, if this was 90 feet more, that guy, I think, would have been able to touch that guy.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite things is when you're calling a game up there, and you know you have the perfect view of everything, and when you either have Ronald or Ozzie at first, and that ball's in the gap. God, I love just watching that speed round second, round third, and it's like. It's like they already know when they're around at second that I'm scoring here. Like, you're not stopping me. I'm going. And, you know, the speed of him and Ozzy just on the bases like that, it's so much fun to watch.
Wanted to go back to one more thing about Dusty Baker when he was with you guys in that third inning in the booth last night. And I don't think Hank Aaron gets enough credit, because everybody thinks about the home runs. He talked about how smart of a baseball player Hank Aaron was and the lessons he taught Dusty that carried him throughout his career.
Well, and that's what, you know, at the luncheon, and then, you know, through the years talking to Dusty, he always would talk about Hank. Like, that's what he said. People always just, yes, he had huge hands. He had tons of power. But he was like, it was his instincts, man. And he gave just a few examples last night of what he's talking about. He's like, man, he taught me my whole approach. He taught me what to look for, what I could handle, what I couldn't. You know, and so I think that's the great thing. Ralph Garman, you know, Ralph was so great at the luncheon talking about Hank with that stuff. And that's what they said, that Hank kind of taught them a mentality that, you know, again, I think you can get it, you can learn it. But for guys like Hank, man, they just were born with it. He was a baseball player, and, you know, it showed. And like I said, I think it's so cool that here in Atlanta, we get to call him our own. And,
yeah.
I think yesterday was a perfect tribute to him.
I always like to when a guy like Stan Musial's name will come up, because to me, that's respect showing respect. Hank, I spoke to him late summer 2020. He passed away in January 2021. He told me the story about going on a USO tour to Vietnam with Stan Musial, and how they had an opportunity while they knew each other, and there were some business things that they had talked about in the past. They really got to know each other on that trip.
Well, and that, right, like, that's what we love about our game. You end up connecting with other great players. And you know what, man? If I'm a hitter, it's no different than what I feel like we used to try to do, is pick Chipper's brain all the time. You know, you got one of the best, one of the elite, how he thinks. I remember when I was with the Royals, man. I sat there by George Brett all spring training trying to get little tidbits here and there that you could. And listen to Dusty, listen to Ralph. You sat there. But I did like what Dusty said. When you're Hank Aaron, where do you go for your thing? Well, Stan Musial's a pretty good one to go to.
I'd say so. Great job last night. Great job, as always, throughout the game, not only in that third inning. Jeff, we appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Jeff Rancor with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.